HGWAB, this is Miu213, and now I'm going to answer the On Voices and King questionnaire made by your very own Throw Away Your Lust. Okay, so this questionnaire is new, but the questions are pretty interesting, so I'm gonna try to answer it. Okay. So the number one question: when recording, do you prefer improvisation or scripted? That depends, because actually both have their pros and cons. When doing improvisation, sometimes there are parts when you like run out of ideas and like have to like have a little bit of stutter, and sometimes you just run out of things to say, and your mind kind of like, oh, what next or something. I'm just like, nah. So and if it's scripted, you'll know exactly what's gonna happen. But the thing is, the con of scripted is so the sexy part will be awkward, because it's hard to concentrate reading the script when you are doing sexy things. So, and I actually like if it the script wrote the sexy part as improvisation, so that we can just improvise the sexy part. So what I actually prefer between the improvisation or scripted, I actually more prefer the script. Yeah, I actually prefer script, but I wish the sexy part will be more vague and not as complicated, because I want to enjoy myself while making the audios. I mean, like, enjoying myself. Yeah. Okay. It's a bad pun, I know. Okay. Moving along. Number two. You are trapped in an elevator with someone you think is your GWA favorite. How do you confirm it's them? Maybe I was like going up to them and say, hey, good day or something, or just making small talk. And when they answer, when they do answer, well, I know if this one, because I knew them by their voice. So when they actually speak, I'll probably recognize them. Yeah, that's them. Okay, number three. Who is your favorite voice actor in and out of GWA, and why? Okay. This is actually the hardest question among the listed questions, because I have a lot of favorite posters, and but if you want to know the best, I mean, like, the one who I like the best, it's Von Scriptenstein. Yeah, it's the Von Scriptenstein. Because I just love his scripts and his voice in his audios too. I think he's sexy. Oh my god, I need to say that. Okay, I said it. Okay, moving along. Out of GWA, who is my favorite voice actor? Well, I must say that it was Maya Sakamoto. I mean, like, she's a Japanese voice actor, or as Japanese people say it, it was Seiyu. So, she actually have sing and have lots of albums, and I enjoyed all of the albums so far. I have all his, her, oh, I keep saying, Okay, I have all her albums out, and I listen to it a lot. Ever since I was a kid, actually, because it's been a CU for a long time, and her work and voice acting is also very excellent. I mean, like, have you know the most that I think the most incredible is her role as Lord Chill Phantom Hive in The Black Butler? Well, you won't know that it's actually a she. The voice is actually voiced by a female. Yeah. It's actually like, sounds like a boy. And that's why I think that it's so good. Yeah. I think it's so good. Okay. Moving along. Number 4. For one day you will be given the voice of anyone in this planet. Whose voice would you choose and what will you do with it? If I have to choose, I will choose Samuel L. Jackson. You know you all know Samuel L. Jackson. I would, if I have the voice of Samuel L. Jackson, I would say motherfucker multiple times a day and then giggling like 30 seconds. Okay, that's stupid. That's probably what I want to do if I have Samuel L. Jackson. I will curse a lot with his amazing voice. Okay. Moving along. You can only learn three languages. Which ones to pick? Three languages. I want to learn Japanese because I'm kind of like a little infatuated with Japanese. And I guess English, Japanese, English, and possibly Germany. Yeah. Okay. Moving along. What languages do you already know? Okay. I've known Indonesian language and English language. I can speak Indonesian if you want. So I'm gonna say that aku suka, I love you in Indonesia. It's like aku suka kamu, and I was like, like hello honey. It was like in Indonesia, and then it sounds like hi sayang, like that. We're like, I can speak a few words if you want. I mean, like, just like normal greeting for a girlfriend to her boyfriend, for a girlfriend to her boyfriend in Indonesia, it was like this. Okay. Halo sayang, sudah makan belum? Sudah makan. Terus, udah mandi belum sayang? Udah ya? Oh, sini dong. Sini aku cium dulu. Mwah. Sayang. Aku lapar, yang. Sayang, beli makanan dong. Aku lapar. Ya. Yeah. Okay. So it was like that. Embarrassing. Okay. Number 7. Has anyone ever recognized your voice in real life? How did you handle it? If not, how do you plan of handling it? No. Actually, no one ever recognized me in real life, and I prove it that way. Actually, we have a very, very low possibility because most of... I didn't know any other Indonesian person in GWA. I'm like... there's a few. There's Malay and there's Pinoy, but there's no Indonesian except me. Yeah. So I would like to think that, I would prefer it if nobody ever coming to recognize my voice in real life, and that's what I prefer it to be. Okay. Moving along. Oh, if not, how do you plan on handling it? Well, I just like I'm going to ask nicely if like can you like keep it a secret? And like, well, I hope the nice approach will work. Yeah, because sometimes most of the times people are not jerks. Most of the times, if I really, really, really unlucky and get found out by jerks, well, maybe I'm just going to like delete everything and then start over again. Well, I really hope that that does not happen. Okay. Number 8. What's one sex position you want to try with someone? Oh, so this was like, I like the, what is it called again? Flat doggy style position. It's in which like the girl is laying on her stomach on the bed and lifting her hips a bit, and then the guy entering her from the behind. And that's allows for like a deep penetration, and just like looks so hot. That's so hot. Yeah, I'm just like, oh, the girl has just like going to lay around there and take the fucking, well, the guy just like fucking her literally into the mattress, and I found it very, very hot. Okay. What's one thing that you haven't tried yet but would love to make it happen? I actually really, really wanna try spanking. Yeah, I found myself get turned on a lot if someone actually spanked my butts, but my boyfriend is so not into spanking. I hope that he can be rougher with me, but he's literally a gentle person. But, well, lately he's kind of like more rougher with me, and I really like it. Well, I just hope that I can somehow talk him into actually spanking me and dirty talking me much, because that's kind of like my kink. Okay. Number 10. If you can make one of your audios you listen to come true, which one would it be and why? Okay. I actually really like Mr. Cuddly Bear. Okay, Mr. Cuddly Bear's audio, in which he just like lay on the bed and we like cuddles, and it's just like this very, very gentle rain, and it's very, very gentle thunderstorm outside, and it's all so I can just like imagine the warmness by cuddling and like whispering quietly in my ears, like we'll just like cuddle in warmth together and just like pray together. Pray together and just enjoying each other's presence, and maybe later doing some naughty things, but maybe later. But that's actually best kind of thing that I like in this world is cuddles. Cuddles. I love cuddles. Just like lay around. Just like at the situation sometimes like this. I'm just like lay on my boyfriend's and then he will like stroke my hair. Stroking it and I was like, so comfy. This is so comfy and so relaxed. Yeah, it's the best kind of feelings. Okay, next question. What kind of music turns you on? I mean, like, you may refer to what kind of music we listen to and we make love or something. Well, I'm actually, that's not, I mean, like, I have no preference to music when, like, turn on or something. Well, never happened. But I kind of find a loud music distracting, so I prefer it to be quiet and subdued, possibly something like ambience or piano or jazz, something like that. It's good. Okay, the next question. What's your favorite sound? What's your favorite sound? Actually, I haven't think about it yet. My favorite sound. Maybe it was like my favorite sound is like actually kissing sounds. Kissing sounds because it reminds me of all the times, good memories. It's like kissing and just like kissing for hours until lips are kind of puffy, but it's very good because just like kissing and relaxing. Yeah, it's the kind of thing that I like. Okay, I guess that wraps it, and that's about it. Thank you for listening.